Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome to what certainly feels like a summer Wednesday in New York City. We've got two rolling baseball teams. We will get to the Yankees a little bit later on, including another lockdown performance by the great Max Fried, another bomb by Aaron Judge, another scintillating New York Mets comeback as they continue to play wonderful baseball. But I'm very upset about something, and I'm going to do a couple of breaths, a couple of deep breaths. I'm going to try not to scream. I'm just going to try to talk very passionately about this. I am so bothered by literally this one opinion that I have heard regurgitated on this radio station all day and last night, and every host has said it. So it's everybody. Like, it's Big Mac, it's G, it's Sal, it's Brandon, and it's even you, Teak. You're part of this. And it bothers me. And I obviously am not a Knick fan. We all know that. Coalition of Knick haters.
The coalition of losers can kiss my ass.
Well, that was random. But I also try to call it like it is. And I am getting so sick and tired of hearing, as if it's just a fact, the Knicks don't have a plan. Mm-hmm. The Knicks don't have a plan. It's BS. Like, guys, settle down for a second. They decided to fire their head coach, Tom Thibodeau. They decided to fire their head coach probably because a lot of the players were done playing for him. Probably because Leon Rose determined this is as far as we can go with them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, when you then look for another head coach, it isn't just straight line. Like, oh, we fired him. This is who we want. Let's go get him. Usually, there's a search. There's a wide search. And sometimes you get rejected on your top-tier targets. That doesn't mean you don't have a plan. I believe the Knicks do have a plan. And you don't want to know what my evidence is, ladies and gentlemen. Your team president's done a pretty damn freaking good job. I don't think he fired Tom Thibodeau and left his pants down and has no idea what he's doing. The idea that three different franchises, rightfully so, turn down the Knicks' bids to hire a coach who has a contract doesn't mean the Knicks are a circus. It doesn't mean they're clueless. It doesn't mean they're without a plan. It doesn't mean this is Isaiah Thomas all over again. You guys, and it's literally every one of you, have to take a deep breath and calm the F down. And it's amazing that I'm going to have to be the one to do it.
Then why are you getting all worked up about it?
Because it bothers me that
why
people
keep... Why does it bother you?
Because
by the way, I'm calm just saying they don't have a plan.
Did you not hear what I just said?
I did. But I'm not upset about it.
Why don't you think they have a plan?
I'm not screaming from the hilltops that the Knicks are a terrible franchise. I'm just saying... Right now, it doesn't feel like they know where they're going head coaching decision.
I haven't raised my voice.
If they're comfortable with that, they're comfortable with that. I'm just stating a fact. I'm not a fan like Loogie's a fan. I'm not bothered by this. I'm not aggrieved. I'm not moved. I'm not taking joy as a coalition member that all of you all happen to be. I'm just stating a simple fact.
What's the fact?
That they seemingly don't have a plan.
Seemingly. So right now we're going to go to seemingly.
Yes.
What makes you seemingly think they don't have a plan?
Because they reach out to... Or at least the reports that we hear are that they're reaching out to this guy. They really like Jason Kidd. Oh, they really like this guy. They really like this guy. Even guys that we didn't know they were thinking about that were employed by other teams, they're reaching out to. And look, I get it. It's just feelers. It's just throwing a whatever against the wall. Maybe you get lucky. Maybe you do get a chance to interview one of those guys and perhaps steal him from someplace else. But it doesn't feel... like a philosophy that's a winning one. If you're trying to find the best coach to take a team that has been consistently in the playoffs, last year was in the Eastern Conference Finals, and has had multiple players come there and get better over time. And so now you're likely going to find someone who's not your first choice.
Okay.
Now, is that terminal? No. But I'm just saying, doesn't feel like they have a plan. I'm not mad about it. I'm just stating the fact.
Okay. Well, I'm not mad about it. I think you're dead wrong. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. And you're saying it, and everybody's saying it. They don't have a plan. They don't have a plan. Did the Jets have a plan? Because Mike Vrabel said no, they didn't have a plan. They didn't get their first choice. A lot of times, you don't get your first choice.
Of course you don't.
That's life. That's sports. You don't get your first choice. So I'll walk you through the plan, since everybody seems to be so freaking confused about the New York Knicks. Here's your plan. They realized, rightfully so in my opinion, that Tom Thibodeau ain't it.
Yes.
They realized that. Now, we've been fighting about this for a week and a half. Some agree, some disagree, whatever. Leon Rose determined by listening to his players, he ain't it. So they moved on from the head coach.
Yes.
So now Leon Rose is sitting in a boardroom with World Wide West, James Dolan's there, other Knicks executives, and they're putting it on a chalkboard. Okay, let's put our dream options. Let's put all the different targets we'll have. So where do you start? You start at the top. You start at guys who already have jobs. Mm-hmm. You start with a guy like Chris Finch, who's coached the Minnesota Timberwolves to back-to-back Western Conference Finals. Good place to start.
Right.
Maybe we even start with Lugie's guy, Eric Spoelstra. And you realize, okay, not going to happen, but we have him on the list. We're going to start with Jason Kidd. We talked to him a few years ago. We really like Jason Kidd. Jalen's got a good relationship with him. And you have your top-tier guys, and you try. And you know it's a long shot. You know it's a long shot because teams, let me break news to everybody, they don't like the Knicks. Specifically, they don't like the owner. The owner is suing another team in this league, the Toronto Raptors. Like, James Dolan's not Mr. Popularity. So there's a really good chance that team owners are going to say, F you, we're not going to help you out. And I think Leon knows that.
Right.
So you go for the gusto, you take your big swings, and then you move on to option twos, which may include a guy like Mike Brown, which may include a guy like Taylor Jenkins, which may include a guy like Johnny Bryant. There are tiers to your search. Because you don't immediately get your top guy, for all of us to assume, oh, well, that means they don't have a plan, I think is ridiculous. I think it's not giving Leon Rose and this organization enough credit. And I cannot express in respectful words enough how much I vehemently disagree with every single person who says it. And I don't like the Knicks. I'm not rooting for you, but I'm being honest. Like, continuing to say this as if it's true? Why? Because you're angry? Because you're all pissed off? Because you didn't want to fire Tom Thibodeau? Because you were dreaming about trading for whomever?
By the way,
that doesn't mean they don't have a plan.
By the way, none of those are my scenarios of why I'm stating they don't have a plan. I'm just stating a fact.
What's the fact? Tell me again why they don't have a plan.
I think they don't have a plan.
Why?
Because it seems like everyone they're going after is unavailable to them.
That's their top tier.
Of course it is.
Okay, so that means they don't have a plan because they didn't get their top tier guys?
No, but Evan, come on, man. You have a team that's ready to win a championship.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring in some Johnny come hopeful at 20, 33 years old that might be the next great head coach in basketball, you're doing a disservice not only to the fan base, but to that group of players who have bettered themselves over the last 3 or 4 years. And so I hear what you're saying. I understand why you're feeling angst about people taking shots at Leon Rose and the New York Knicks. But the reality is, when you have a team that's baked and ready to be a championship viable organization, you have to hire a competent coach. And I don't know if the Knicks have a plan for a competent coach. That's what I'm talking about. It doesn't bother me. Because
I want to counter your specific point,
because
though.
if they don't and they hire some dud and they...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The 3 conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
End up falling apart. Guess what? You made your bed. You sleep in it. It's fine. I'm not mad about it. Lukey might be mad about it. Sal might be mad about it. Everybody else might be mad about it. But I am maybe the only independent sports observer in this entire station, WFAN.
You're trying to say I'm a hater?
No, I'm just saying I ultimately don't care. Right? I analyze things. I look at it from a pragmatic standpoint. And when I look at where the Knicks are and where they have been for the last 3 years, they're a team that should be getting two NBA finals and competing to win them. They're not. Thibodeau was clearly at his ceiling. But now that you've fired him, you can't just say, let's just kind of see if it works with whoever we find. Right? You got to have an idea of what you were going to do before you fired Tom Thibodeau.
I think they did have an idea. Their idea is Tibbs isn't the guy. Let's go find a guy who can maximize this talent better than him.
Okay.
And I want to use your words. You said it's a disservice to hire somebody who you don't even know if they're a really good head coach.
Right.
What do you think, since you're pragmatic about this, and I'm going to lay it out as fairly as I can, and you tell me, what do you think is a bigger disservice? Hiring someone who's young, maybe inexperienced, you have no idea what kind of coach he is. We'll call him Johnny Bryan.
Right.
Is that a bigger disservice, or bringing Gaia back that the players basically told you they can't play for anymore?
No,
what's a bigger disservice?
It's clearly the latter.
So then, the latter, which means keeping Tom Thibodeau would have been a bigger disservice, right?
Evan, I've been saying to fire Tom Thibodeau for 3 years. You played the audio of it way back from 20, whatever
so
it was.
Then that's enough for their 22. Plan. They move on from a coach they know they can't win with, and now they're casting a wide net to find his replacement.
But we always have this cliche, this idiom that comes up when we talk about firing or getting rid of somebody. All right, great. Then what?
Yeah.
So my question is, what's the then what?
They're working on it.
Okay.
You really, after a week and a half, says
the draft is the draft is 2 weeks away. Free agency is happening now. You're already starting to hear these things. So they're going to make these, I think, somewhat important decisions. Are you moving on from Cat? Are you trying to trade him? Are you doing all these things without having a head coach who's signing off or buying into it?
When were they supposed to hire the coach?
Or are you just going to dictate?
No, when were they supposed to hire the coach? They fired him 2 days after the Eastern Conference Finals. You agree with it, okay?
Yeah, of course.
So now they have to rush to hire a coach?
Look, they're penalized because they made it deep into the postseason. Like, if they had fired their coach after the regular season was over, like teams that didn't make the postseason, you'd probably have a coach by now, right? They're penalized, and because they went so deep into the postseason.
Exactly, so what's the issue?
There isn't an issue.
No, you're telling me they're doing disservices, that they don't have a plan.
No, they have a plan.
Hold on.
The disservice is not firing the coach. The disservice is not being having a short time frame. The disservice would be hiring someone who's not capable of coaching this already coalesced group of players for this Knicks team. That's all I'm saying. Right. And if they hire somebody who's completely incompetent, we're all going to sit here and say, well, you probably should have stuck with Thibodeau. Now, I don't think that was going to work either. But I mean, they're until they find that right coach. And we won't know this, by the way, until the end of next season.
Of course, we got to see the guy coach.
We got to see the guy coach. We got to see what the results are. We got to see if he meshes with this group of players, some of them stars in New York. Or we're going to say, you know what? They misstepped.
Of course.
And I get it. This is what Leon Rose does. He takes risk, and you have to take risk. Otherwise, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
But do you
just going to sit here and be average forever?
But Batik, do you see the point where I don't understand why people are getting so nuts? They fired a coach.
I'm not nuts.
No. They have a plan. You keep saying they don't have a plan. They do have a plan. It's pretty obvious. They fired the coach. Their first bid to replace him is to go to the top of the line.
Right.
So they go to guys who currently have jobs. Chris Finch has done a great job in Minnesota. They tried. Ime Udoka did a great job in Boston, has done a great job in Houston. They tried. Mm-hmm. To no surprise, the team said no. I'm still skeptical that the kid thinks
everybody who has a coach under contract is going to say no.
I agree with you. I think other than the coach himself really applying pressure on the organization.
And that's not going to happen.
That I think it could happen with Dallas. We'll see. Look, my point is it could happen. I don't know what's going to happen, but they tried to get three active coaches. They probably knew. We're probably not getting them, but we're going to try. That's step one.
Mm-hmm.
And people are reacting to this like, they have no plan. This is the early 2000s. That's the part that bothers me. Because now, okay, they didn't get those guys. They're going to go to step two. They'll probably interview Taylor Jenkins, who you like.
Yeah.
They'll interview Mike Brown, who some like. They'll interview Johnny Bryant, who I like.
That is a plan. Why are people so confused? Because you didn't get what you wanted immediately? Like, yeah, they didn't know who their head coach was going to be once they fired Tom Thibodeau, but they were going to go through a search.
I think it's less about who you wanted to get immediately. It's more of this is who was perfect to coach this team. And
who?
I don't know.
Well, that's what the Knicks are trying to do. They're searching for a coach.
Yes, but you fired your coach without knowing who that person is.
Most times when you fire a coach, Teak, you don't know who the replacement is. You go through a search.
No, because most teams that make it to the Eastern Conference frickin' finals don't fire their coach, Evan. That's the point. That's what you and your measured IBO-ness is missing.
Well, how many times do the players basically tell in exit meetings, we can't play for him? How often does that happen, Teak?
I don't know.
So then how is it such an outlier?
The last time we saw this, the Toronto Raptors fired their head coach. And he was amazing.
Yes.
They knew exactly who they were hiring.
Okay. They promoted someone on their staff.
They knew exactly who they were hiring. A team that gets this far, if they're going to fire their coach, Evan, they have to know exactly who they're hiring. This is what I'm saying.
Did the Warriors know exactly who they were hiring when they fired Mark Jackson?
Mark Jackson's situation was far different than Tom Thibodeau's.
And the Knicks situation is far different than any other example you want to come up with. Their players basically said in an exit interview, we can't play for him. I think every situation is different.
We're speculating about that.
That's what's being reported.
That's what's being reported, but we all know that, I mean, we also report that they really love Jason Kidd. Right,
I think they do like Jason Kidd.
By the way, I find it hard to believe any New York Knicks report because for the last 3 years, we've heard ugats from inside the Knicks.
But why do you think they fired Tom Thibodeau?
And then all of a sudden, because he's limited.
I don't think
we have to listen to reports that the players hated him to know that Tom Thibodeau was likely to get fired.
So then what's wrong with them firing him? You agree with the firing. So why are you mad at me for suggesting it?
Because when you fire your head coach, when you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, Evan, you better have a plan.
They do have a plan.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They just don't have the exact person.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You just said what I'm trying to say. They need, if you're going to fire your head coach, you better know who you're hiring.
Well, hold on.
When you're that good. Tell me when it's happened. Don't give me the Mark Jackson nonsense because Mark Jackson was a hypocritical piece of you-know-what, and everybody knew it. They had to fire him. They had to. Right? From a cultural, organizational standpoint, they had to. Steve Kerr was perfectly in line for them to pick up the mantle and go win some championships. The Knicks decide to fire Tom Thibodeau after losing the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, when you're that deep, your time frame is tight. Like, infinitesimally tight.
Right.
You better have a plan. They don't have a plan on a specific individual. I'm not saying they don't have a plan, but they don't have time for what you're saying. They don't have time to sit here.
Of course they do.
No, they don't.
They don't have time to actually go through an interview process and at first try to get guys who are under contract.
So
their plan was.
Do they know any of these people? Have they spent extra time with them? Have they learned what kind of scheme they're going to implement? Have they learned what kind of person they are? Have they learned what kind of culture they would implement?
I think in past relationships,
had a chance to interact with any of these players? Like,
yes, Johnny Bryant has. I think he fits all the things you just described.
Of course Johnny Bryant has. But Johnny Bryant's never coached.
Okay.
And here you have a team that's ready, and he was somewhere else last year.
Neither did Steve Kerr, neither did Nick Nurse. And you said those made sense,
fine. Please stop bringing up Steve Kerr.
I have to.
But don't. Because that situation it doesn't work. Because that situation with the Warriors was untenable. They had to fire Mark Jackson.
Well, you know what? I think Leon Rose will tell you this situation was untenable.
It wasn't
untenable.
They
had to move on from Tom Thibodeau.
No, they didn't.
They maxed out with Tom Thibodeau.
No, they didn't.
Then why else did they fire him?
Because schematically and otherwise, he just wasn't right for this team.
So there you go.
And so if you're going to decide you're going to do that, you got to have a specific individual that you're going to fire, especially if you're this far into the playoffs. And in Toronto, they knew exactly what they were doing. They had a concrete plan, and they had probably talked about it for weeks beforehand. Because as soon as Dwayne Casey,
yep. After 58, 59 wins, it was a great year.
They hired Nick Nurse because they knew that they didn't need to completely change everything. They just needed a different, newer voice. And Nick Nurse took them to a championship.
the Warriors are completely different, and we all know why, and it's not even worth digging into the cesspool that Mark Jackson created for himself. The New York Knicks, though, were in the Eastern Conference Finals. They have a team that is baked, that is improved, and right now, they are just searching. They have 2 weeks into the draft, and free agency is about to collapse all around them, and we don't even know who the head coach is. So it's not about not having a plan, as you keep layering on to me and others. It's about about having a specific person in mind.
I think it is almost impossible to have a specific person in mind unless you were promoting from within.
Great.
They may have wanted one of these coaches that are under contract. You can't hire them unless you get permission. Okay. They probably knew that, and now their second tier of guys, available guys, are going to be the ones they go after. That's a fine plan. I don't think that's embarrassing. I don't think that's wrong. They have to know the specific guy.
Unless it doesn't work.
Because it doesn't work.
Because now you're just guessing it's going to work. The Raptors knew it was going to work with Nick Nurse. They knew.
Hire somebody, you don't actually know if it's going
to
work.
Well, if you know a guy who's internal to your organization well enough to know that it's going to work and you actually win a championship, I think the evidence tells you it was correct.
So because the Knicks didn't hire someone immediately, they don't know what they're doing. I just want to get this straight.
I'm not saying they may know what they're doing. I'm just saying from my perspective, it appears that they don't have a plan. They're knocking on doors that are closed and locked and getting rejected from them. And so now what are they going to do? They're going to go, get the other. Let's get some of these retreads. Maybe they'll work.
I don't
have an idea of what they're going to look like in front of my player. I don't have an idea how it's going to change our culture. I don't have an idea of whether or not this has a chance to repeat where we just were. It could destroy it all. And if it does, at least we took a risk. At least we tried.
No. It's because they know the guy who was there wasn't the answer. That's check one.
I get it.
Once the Knicks make that determination, you move on and you start the process. And this process to me seems it makes sense to me. Let's go after the top guys. Mm. They said no, not surprised by it. I don't think Leon Rose is sitting there in his office stunned that the Dallas Mavericks, Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Houston Rockets said no. Now we go to tier two and we talk to guys who are available, who if we want, they'll take the job. Trust me. If they want Mike Brown, he'll take the job. If they want Johnny Bryant, he's going to take the job.
Okay.
This is a plan. It's a sensible plan. And I don't know what it is. See, I know what's going on in the national media. They just like to crap on the Knicks.
I'm not crapping on the Knicks.
I'm saying the national, even Shams earlier today was like, there's no clear path to a head coach. Like, people love to joke and make fun. So I get why they're doing it. And I kind of get why Knicks fans are doing it. You still have it in your blood that you root for a loser franchise. No, it's like Mets fans. They still have it in their blood.
Evan, this is not a loser franchise. It's not.
I know it's not, but people, they still think that
people
way.
People might still have the LOL Knicks in the back of their minds.
That's what I'm saying.
It's been almost half a decade. That's not the case. And if anyone says that, they're idiots.
Because why else would you explain the constant negativity from Met and Knicks fans? They sometimes still think the worst in the teams they root for. I don't think the Knicks have done anything wrong here. They're doing a real search for a head coach.
By the way, I haven't said they've done anything wrong at all.
You've said they have no plan.
They had to fire Tom Thibodeau. I get it. But they don't have a plan for what's next.
Oh, they absolutely do. I disagree with you. Hmm. I just laid out the plan. You may not like it.
They don't have an individual for who's next.
Because you don't normally have an individual.
And you don't usually fire your head coach after being two wins away from the NBA Finals.
And most times organizations don't realize we maxed out two wins away from the NBA Finals. Hmm. We can answer each other with everything.
I know.
I think the circumstances are different. You're right. You are right. Mark Jackson, Steve Kerr's not the best.
But your examples
don't work either. Because this is unique in its own right. It's all unique.
It is unprecedented. Let's put it that way. That's what it is.
It's unprecedented, but here's the bottom line.
If you're doing something unprecedented, you better do it. You better do the next steps unprecedentedly well.
Well, let's see who they end up with. But okay, I'm not ready to assume just because their top three guys who are under contract and not shockingly had their organization say no, that to me in no way proves the Knicks don't have a plan and they're a circus and they don't know what they're doing. And I take offense to it as a New York Knicks season ticket holder. I will stand up and defend them. Am I right, Tommy? You know I'm right.
You're 1,000% right.
Thank you!
What I don't like what you did, you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. I never once said they don't have a plan, and you clumped me into the BT Sal and Giannottis of the world.
And Big Mac.
I never once said the Knicks don't have a plan. What I would say, though, speaking for all the other...
Who's their next coach?
Johnny Bryant.
Okay.
I think that's always been the plan. I think it's, I brought up the problem.
And by the way, you can't kill that. If you think Nick Nurse was such a good hire, there aren't many differences. I know Johnny left for a year to go to Cleveland,
right.
But he was with this franchise. He has relationships with these players. Like, it's that next great head coach. And I've said from the beginning, boring wins. I've said it from the moment they fired this guy, mm-hmm. The best choice is going to be the most boring choice.
Right, so then why even bother?
Why bother? Because you shoot for the moon. If you're the Knicks and you love Johnny Bryant.
So what are you telling Johnny Bryant?
Well, that Chris Finch and Ime Udoka may be better options than you? I don't think that's deeply offensive, is it? I was the second choice for a lot of jobs. I'm not offended by it. I get it. Would you? Well, I've lived with it. Bart Scott. You know what I mean? Like, I live with it. And so I don't think that's offensive for the Knicks to say, let's go for the best. And oh, by the way, if we don't get it, Johnny B makes sense. Anyhow, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I think that the other Knicks fans here, their issue here, and this is one of the big problems with the Knicks, I guess you want to call it, is you don't hear from them. Mm. We need an Al Gore in my plan. We need a Leon Rose, this is my plan. So we all have to speculate what the plan is, or we have to follow the reporters or the bouncing ball. You just don't hear anything. We're waiting for the white puff of smoke from Madison Square Garden. And there's a lot of Knicks fans, when they start hearing reports that James Dolan's involved, it's the low-hanging fruit of here we go again, yeah. Which is not the case. I don't believe it is.
I think you actually make a very, very, very brilliant point, which is the reason why a lot of Knicks fans... And I don't think it comes from a bad place, but why I think, in my opinion, they're so wrong about this. Obviously, many disagree. 888-808-1019 is because there isn't leadership speaking to them. I do think that's a very good point. And that's one of those moments, in my opinion, Teak, where I think the Garden struggles because mm-hmm. they don't speak to their fans. When they're winning, it's not a big deal.
Right.
I think it would help them for Leon Rose to come out and speak and maybe help kind of put the message out there. Now, they don't care. Because the Knicks could say, well, we don't care. We don't care if the fans are going to scream and yell on WFAN or social media. But I do think that that's contributing to this idea that I vehemently disagree with, that the Knicks are planless and their pants are down and they don't know what they're doing. I think that contributes to it.
Right.
We'll get to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. Now, the Yankees and Mets will not be ignored. The Yankees took care of business last night in Kansas City. The Mets with a great comeback against the Nationals. And coming up in the next 7 minutes, I have to share with you, in my humble opinion, what was one of the great home run calls I've ever heard. I'm going to play that for you in a couple of minutes.
We can't see the same thing any more differently.
So does that mean Tiki and I are going to fight again today? Ooh, today's a feisty day. And now I got Big Mac texting me all angrily. He's all pissed off because I put his name in the group of every FAN host who doesn't think the Knicks have a plan, and he's mad at me. And now he's arguing with me via text message. And I wrote him back once, and I'll say this through the air, Big Mac, I'm done writing you back. I'm doing a radio show.
Exactly.
If you have something to say, 888-808-1019. That is the way we'll take your phone call. We will not take it through any kind of special hotline, okay, Tommy? But if Big Mac wants to call in like a regular caller, we don't give special treatment around here, he's more than welcome to call in.
He can't.
What do you mean he can't?
His lips are firmly on Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone's ass. He cannot speak into a phone right now.
Also, the show ends at 6:30, and he'll take up the entire time. But if there's call, it'll be 6:30.
Did you notice how both of them couldn't wait to take shots at Big Mac?
We love Chris.
Did you guys
work with him?
I love Chris. He's on some week right now.
Let's get to your telephone calls. To me, the New York Knicks do have a plan. I think they are taking criticism very unfairly over the last week and a half. They decided to move on from Tom Thibodeau, something I agreed with, something that Tiki agreed with. The top of their list are active head coaches who they try to get permission to speak to. Not surprisingly, every team said no. And now we move down to tier number two. That is a plan. You may not like it, but it's clear. 888-808-1019. Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how you doing? Just want to say I listen to you guys all the time. I've been a Knicks fan my whole entire life, 35 years of misery. Long story short, I think the players knew they were going to get rid of Tibbs before the year was even over. I think before the playoffs were even over. I think he just burnt out the players. They weren't playing defense for the guy.
Right.
They definitely have a plan. And I think they're going to go for Jay Kidd just to ignore Giannis. But honestly, like Durant, Giannis, no one was going to play for Tibbs. Nobody wanted to play for Tibbs. He grinds his players to the gear. Look what he did to Derrick Rose. And, you know, I just really, really feel like at their whole plan before the playoffs were even over was to get rid of him.
Anthony, I'm going to tell you right now. If their plan is to hire a coach based on recruiting stars who are currently on another team, that's a dog crap plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, but I could see why it would make sense. Hey, we're going to go after Kevin, whoever the star may be. We know he's not going to like Tibbs. We know he's going to bristle.
Can't argue that. But that's also not the reason.
I agree.
The reason to me they pursue Jason Kidd is twofold. Number one, they always liked him.
Right.
Leon Rose interviewed Jason Kidd 5 years ago, and he was the bridesmaid to Tom Thibodeau. So obviously this front office likes Jason Kidd. That's number one. Number two, and I spent a lot of time going through this audio last night. I decided not to pull any of it because it would have been a waste of time. And that is Jason Kidd talking about Jalen Brunson. And Jalen Brunson talking about Jason Kidd. And they love each other. I mean, I'll give it in a nutshell. They have a great relationship with each other. And I think that matters. Now, I agree with our last caller about this. I do not have any sources when I say this. This is just educated speculation. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Kidd thing is dead quite yet. And the reason I believe that is, what did I say about Jason Kidd yesterday? I said he's a snake.
Yeah.
And I say that in a negative way, but also kind of a positive way.
Well, positive if you're a Knick fan.
Positive if you're a Knick fan. Snake gets what he wants. And right now, what's going on between the Dallas Mavericks front office, Nico Harrison, Jason Kidd, I've heard they don't even talk to each other. Like, the relationship is bad.
Yeah, that thing broke. It's probably bad before the Luka Doncic trade, but afterwards, it was irreparable.
Yeah. So I think that knowing the snake that Jason Kidd is, this could go one of two ways. It can get really ugly, and he's going to force his way to the New York Knicks. And there are ways he could try to do that. The other option is Jason Kidd says, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to get as much money as I can out of the Dallas Mavericks and maybe work out another new extension. I just don't think that's dead. Ime Udoka's dead. Not Ime Udoka. The idea of hiring Ime Udoka is dead. That never had a chance. Same thing with Chris Finch. But I would not 100% rule out the Jason Kidd thing.
Those almost feel like smoke screens, to be honest with
maybe.
You. It's kind of like, you know what, we don't want to justify the reporting that all we care about is Jason Kidd with the Dallas Mavericks. So let's just talk to these other guys as well.
Well, it's also swinging for the fences. Look, I got on Tommy last week when his first reaction is go ask for Eric Spoelstra. And we're like, well, they're not going to say yes. But
they didn't, did they? Why didn't they?
Because I think that's such a fait accompli. Like, what? That's a waste of time.
No chance.
I think in the case of
Spoelstra's going in the front office when he's done coaching on the court. Right.
Right. I think in the case of the other teams, it's like, you never know.
Yeah.
We'll throw it against the wall. Eddie's on Long Island. What's up, Eddie?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up? You want to speak or no? All right.
Think,
he's gone.
I think he's gone.
We'll go to Andrew in Orange County. What's up, Andrew?
Evan, I got to let you know how much you're hurting your credibility these last 2 days.
How's that?
Yesterday, as a baseball guy, you make the comment saying stolen bases don't matter. I think the entire state of Massachusetts would disagree with that. I mean, come on, that's a silly statement.
It's not in relation to Ohtani versus Judge. Saying that the 50 stolen bases make up for the production that Judge beat Ohtani in, that's a ridiculous statement. And I'll own it, and I'll say it over and over again. And if you think those stolen bases make up for the offense that Judge clearly beat Ohtani in, then you got a problem, not me.
Well, no, but it's just that you said, the way you said it so nonchalantly, stolen bases don't
in
matter.
Relation, no, no, I'm going to, hold on. In relation to that conversation, I'll triple down on it. In relation to Judge versus Ohtani, give me a freaking break. Now, do you agree with that, or do you want to move on?
I'll move on.
Thank you.
So anyway, now the way you're hurting your credibility today, you got the Knicks literally calling every team. Is your coach available? Is your coach available? And you're saying they have a plan. They're throwing whatever they can at the wall to see what sticks.
No, it's not. It's going after. Hold on. It's going after the top candidates. Why is that bad? You wouldn't go after top guys who you make a phone call on, and the worst that could happen is they say no? What's wrong with that?
No, but Tiki is right. They're calling every team.
No, they're not. They called three teams. They called three teams. You want to say every team? They didn't call the Nets. They didn't call the Heat. They didn't call the Warriors. They called three teams. What's wrong with that?
Jordy hasn't proven it yet.
Spoelstra's
not going anywhere. He's been there for 28. I just look at this. Eric Spoelstra's been with the Heat from when I got drafted.
Yeah. I think he started as an intern, right? Or a statistician,
whatever.
Or a ball
he was
boy.
An assistant, whatever his class, whatever it is. But he's been there since 1997.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere, Tommy. Sorry, I know you really wanted him. He's going to take over upstairs.
No doubt. Point. And they didn't call him. They called three teams.
Yes.
So let's get this right.
I'm not defending you, but I am defending you in a sense.
Oh, thank you.
I think calling those other teams might have been a smokescreen.
Maybe.
Might have been. We don't want to truly, because it hurts our negotiating power with the Dallas Mavericks. We don't want to make it look like all we care about, all we want is...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jason Kidd.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just call, you know, these other two, three teams as well. And then they'll all say no, but we're still negotiating with the Dallas Mavericks.
It very well may be a smokescreen, but what I am learning from at least our last caller, from Big Mac, to a degree you, is if you don't get your first candidate or your first choice, then you don't have a plan. And I think that's ridiculous. I think that's ridiculous.
It's just personally. You have to know how to continue what was started by Tibbs. And we know that Tibbs was limited. We know that he hit a ceiling. And you know, you're not disparaging him because I don't think anybody disparaged him going out the door, except for maybe allegedly players saying, I can't play for him next year, whatever it may be. But you know he was good, but there was something missing for him to take that next step. So if you're the Knicks, you got to know who the alternative is that helps you while keeping the same core and culture in place, take the next step.
That's the challenge in place. Look, it is a challenging hire because you are coming off of such great success and you don't want to go backwards. It's not going to be easy. That's why it took a lot of guts for Leon Rose to do what he did. But the idea that because the Timberwolves said no and the Rockets said no and for now Dallas said no, the Knicks are clueless and have no plan, I think is completely unfair.
You got to lay off. You're being so semantical here.
About what?
You keep hammering home that everybody says they have no plan. We all agree on the surface, yes, they have a plan.
I have heard people say they have no plan 150
because
times.
Because it's the way...
You even said it too.
Yes.
So don't
Because
start...
we can use common sense. We understand that, yes, they literally had a plan that they were asking these coaches, and they have other guys, a plan B list on there. Our point, and now I am going to speak for everybody, is that their plan sucks in the unique situation they are in coming off an
How
Eastern Conference final.
How could you say their plan sucks? You don't even know who they hired.
That's exactly it, Evan.
You don't know who
Evan.
They hired.
Well, they don't know who they were hired.
And look, if they really, really believed in Johnny Bryant, it's not like they just asked Phil Jackson to be their head coach here. With all due respect to Jason Kidd and Ime Udoka, it's not like they are raking up finals rings or Chris Finch left and right. So if you really believed in getting your next Nick Nurse, which they may end up going, then don't sell me this crap that, oh, they're just casting a wide net. Those guys have done a good job. They haven't proven anything. This team needs a coach that can win the finals now. They were just in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right. So that's don't it. Jack around right. and just hire Johnny Bryant.
Casting a wide net is a plan you make when you are basically, all right, you know, we need to find our way. They have gotten to this mountaintop of the Eastern Conference Finals. You need to pinpoint this.
Time out. They don't need to hire Johnny Bryant tomorrow. You want to know why? No one else is looking for a head coach. Mm-hmm. So they know Johnny's going to be sitting there. They know that if they don't like what they see from the veterans out there, they could just hire him. So they don't have to rush to hire him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll make you this promise. I have an opinion on coaches. I have an opinion on who they should hire. I've made it very clear for a week and a half. My first choice would be Johnny Bryant. So if they hire Johnny Bryant, it shouldn't come as a surprise when I say, hey, I like the hire.
Right.
There are hires they can make that I hate. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you an example. If they announce tomorrow, I will laugh and then I will rip them. I want to promise you, I will first laugh, then I will rip them.
If they hire Steve Nash tomorrow, I'll rip him.
I'll laugh too.
So I'm open-minded enough to say, based on the hire, I may say, boy, I really don't like this. But the process is enough for everyone to get their panties in a wad right now? My God, three teams said no. What are they doing? They're clueless. Now, let's see how clueless you guys really are. Last night, the New York Yankees took on the Kansas City Royals, and Aaron Judge hit an absolute bomb of a home run, and Justin Shackle was doing the game.
We like Shaq.
I like Shaq, and now I'm an even bigger fan of Shaq because I thought he put together one of the greatest home run calls I have ever heard. You have it ready, Tommy?
It's a little hyperbole.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's let the audience decide, then we'll debate, we'll spar over it. Here's Justin Shackle calling the Aaron Judge home run.
2-0. Swing and a deep blast way out into left field. Judge can't stop, won't stop. Why would he? Two-run jack in the first. 2-0 Yankees.
Yes! Can't stop, won't stop. And then my favorite part, why would he?
So here's my... can't stop, won't stop, fine. I felt like he was getting into an MC Hammer song or something, right? It was an epic blast. Epic. I mean, that thing hit the top of the heck of the thing is out there. Mm. And so when he said the, why would he, it was almost like, it wasn't rhetorical. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
It was like he was asking an actual question, the way his voice went. And so... it shocked me. I was waiting for it. Can't stop, won't stop. This man's headed to the moon or something like that. Right? That's what I expected. It was like, why would he? It stunned me. The why would he stunned me into like, wait, what?
Are you trying to say you don't like this call? And by the way, Justin's not going to take it personal. We all adore him. Do you not like this call, Teak?
It didn't fit the magnitude of how epically massive that home run was.
Oh, I disagree. We're having a... me and Tiki are on... We hate each other today. We may break up before the end of the show.
Play it again, Tommy.
Yeah, play it again. This is such an awesome call.
2-0. Justin Shackle. Swing and a deep blast way out into left field. Judge can't stop, won't stop. Why would he? Jack in the first. 2-0 Yankees.
Can't stop, won't stop. Why would he? I'm starting to think.
But the problem is I want to laugh at it as opposed to, damn, that was massive.
Well, I'm laughing at it, but I love it. Can't you laugh and love something at the same time?
Yeah, but it was just such an epic home run.
That's like me and my wife's relationship. She laughs at me and then loves me. It's the same thing.
I'm a loser.
I think that this should become Justin Shackle's personal home run call for every player. Won't stop, can't stop. Why would he? Oh, my God.
Mm. Well, you already got it wrong. It's can't stop, won't stop.
Right. Well, that's what I just said.
But you can only do it for those guys that hit a lot of home runs.
Oh, really? You'd keep it that way?
Because it's can't stop, and he won't stop hitting home runs.
So overall, not a fan of this call.
If he stopped that can't stop, won't stop, I'd have been like, that's epic.
I will tell you, Justin.
Can't stop, won't stop. That's a blast.
Now, this may not make Justin Shackle feel good that he's got Evan on his side saying it's the greatest home run call ever. And Tiki's like, yeah, it was all right. He could have mixed it up. But I think it was classic. Sean Morash, as a Yankee fan, be honest.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on this utterly brilliant Shackle home run call last night?
Out of my friendship to Justin Shackle, I'm invoking my right not to comment.
Are you serious? You hate it that much?
I'm invoking my right not to comment as a friend of Justin Shackle.
First of all, as a friend of Justin Shackle, he's not going to take it personal.
I thought the call stunk.
Plead the fifth.
You thought the call stunk?
I think it stunk. Stinks the right word. Wrong word. It stunk for that kind of home run and that kind of moment. This is what it sounded like to me. Big moment for Shackle getting to do this series in Kansas City. K-off, great. He probably had this kind of hey, Judge hits one, I'm going to drop this. But that home run was so mammoth and so jaw-droppingly deep, I think you need to scrap your pre-plans for the Judge hot season and can't stop, won't stop. I know we're watching, it's TV, not radio, right. So that's part of it, but I need, can you believe that, like, jaw on the ground, because it's one of the deepest home runs Aaron Judge will ever hit.
Right.
And instead I'm getting, you know, it's like it went 380, you know, into right center. Can't stop, won't stop, why would he? That was not the right call for that type of home run. That's all. I'm going to re-invoke my right not to.
After your diatribe about it.
Erase all that, delete it from the podcast.
As an IBO in this case, Tommy. And I don't think you're friends with Justin Shackle. In fact, don't you hate him? Isn't there like a hatred going on?
There's no beef between me and Justin.
I heard contrary. What's your opinion on that home run call?
If he had said Rockefeller Records after Can't Stop, Won't Stop, isn't that a Young Guns song? Isn't that where he got it from?
Yes. Young Gunners.
Yeah, Can't Stop, Won't Stop. I don't know if that was the, you know, inspiration behind it, but I am of that era of music, so I'm cool with that. I tend to lean with Sean. In that type of moment, I think you have to, and I'm a big shtick guy, you have to, you know, put the shtick to the side and really just, you know, live in the moment of the mammoth home run.
Was it Rockefeller?
Yeah. Can't Stop, Won't Stop. Rockefeller Records. Because we get down, no, baby, not, we get
maybe
down.
Maybe if he did that.
Can't stop, won't stop, that's, Rockefeller.
That's also why I didn't like the call. I lost a half an inning of the Yankee game listening to that song three straight times after that.
Did you really?
Yes, right online.
That's funny. I'm so disappointed in all of you.
So why do you like it so much?
It just made me, it gave me emotions. Like sometimes things are pretty simple. It gave me emotions. It got me pumped up. I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm not a Judge fan, but like it just pumped me up. And it made me chuckle. It made me laugh. It made me want to play it again. Like that's the sign of a great call.
I think that's why I don't like it, because I didn't want to laugh. I wanted to be awed. I wanted to be like, I wanted to feel the spectacle of how massive that home run was.
Oh really? You would have felt a lot better if it was just see ya.
No.
Like that would have made you feel better?
No, but I think a moment like that when it's so deep, that's when you're like, that's royal. It's king-like. You know, that would be the home run call.
Here we go again.
By the way, that would have been awesome. That would have been great.
Here we go again.
Speaking of kingdom, it is official. The paperwork has been signed. There will be voting going on over the next week and a half in honor of the New Jersey primary from yesterday.
Yes, congratulations to Mike, Mickey, Cheryl, and Cittarelli.
There you go. Congrats to both of them. We will have voting going on to all the on-air talent here at WFAN and the behind-the-scenes talent. They will be simply voting on who the king of New York City sports is, or New York sports is. Mm. And the next Friday at Fanatics Fest, we will unveil the true WFAN king of New York sports. And there is a caveat that has been added to the paperwork. Whoever wins this, at least on our show, I cannot enforce this on any other show, but for our show, for Tommy, for Sean, for you and I, we will then have to refer to the winner as king for the rest of the summer.
Yes.
So if Jalen Brunson wins king of New York.
Right, because Jalen can't do anything to affect it, and Aaron Judge can't do anything to affect it either, because after he's only way he can really get it back is if he wins in October, is after the summer.
I think the only thing that could affect it is if Jalen Brunson shockingly demands a trade. I don't think that's going to happen. So for the rest of the summer, when referring to that person, they'll have to be called king. So like, for example, if Sean wants to bring up Jalen Brunson, he'd have to say King Brunson or King Jalen Brunson. Same thing with Tommy. He would have to refer to Aaron Judge as King Judge or King Aaron Judge. And that is the ramifications of this. But we will have the results a week from Friday at Fanatics
Fest. I wasn't aware of that addendum to the contract.
Just got in.
Are you okay with that?
Evan, how many weeks are you going to be gone in Europe in July?
Well, are you saying that when I'm gone, it won't be enforced?
No, that's not what I just want
to
know.
Are you saying Tiki's soft on crime?
Can you clarify the answer for me? How many weeks?
I'm going to be gone for quite a few days.
So 2 weeks
in
July?
I'm not allowed to actually speak on that, but I'll say I'll be away for a while.
Right. You're going
to
be away for a while in July, leaving us three left, and that's maybe during some NBA free agency. Don't expect any Knicks talk of Jalen, because I can't do it.
All right. I'm just saying those are the rules. So we will have a King of New York a week from Friday at Fanatics Fest. You agree to that too, Tommy, I'm sure?
I'm an honorable guy, so I will. But does this reach out to like the Lou Gower, if I'm doing a weekend show, if I'm just talking to my wife? Like, that's where do we draw the line of demarcation?
It's a great question. So I'm going to use your words, okay, not mine. Obviously, your private time, you can say what you want. All right? We're not going to hold you to having calling Aaron Judge, King Judge to your wife or in bed, if that's
I should have used
so
a different example now in hindsight. But I set you up for that.
I also think you are exonerated from weekend programming.
Cool.
But I do think the Lou Gower, you kind of have to follow the rules.
Yeah, this kind of an extension of us, you know, like just tied right in. It's like handcuffed to us.
This
feels
like a pet name with like your girlfriend. You got to call her Sugar or she's going to get mad at you, like in front of your boys.
Why
this
you
is
not
what
calling me
like.
Sugar no more?
Exactly.
So those are the rules. So we'll have the results a week from Friday, but the voting process will begin on air, off air. We'll vote on who the king of New York sports is. We'll come back with more of your calls at 888-808-1019. And the latest on Kevin Durant. We've got two major reports around the future of KD and how it relates to the New York Knicks. We examine coming up. But do you want to be courtside for the future of the NBA? NBA Draft 2025, presented by State Farm, is coming back to my place, to my home, New York City. And you know where in New York City, too, in the BK. And it's anything but ordinary.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.